I've been thinking about it a little while, and for me, you know, when I was out there, I was alone a lot, and I spent a whole lot of money for people to hang out with, and, you know, they use me and I use them. But when I come in here, when I first come in, I was in a treatment center, and there was like 30 guys there, so I was definitely never alone. And, you know, that went on, and after, you know, probably couple of months, I got a sponsor, and every Wednesday night, he would come pick me up, and me and him would go work the steps, hang out, BS, and, you know, I had a friend, somebody to really talk to, work the steps with, and, you know, that, plus all the guys that was in, I was in treatment with, I stayed there for 18 months, and, it was, you know, I felt a part of, and I never did really feel alone, and things went on, and after I graduated treatment, went back home, my sponsor told me to go home, and I would go back to that treatment center every weekend. We'd go camping, go do whatever, hang out, you know, and I started sponsoring guys up there. And I got to be that friend to somebody, you know, that was a, because my sponsor was that friend to me. And, you know, things went on, and I don't know, it's, life is just full of people now, you know, full of people. And I remember, for me, my youngest daughter, me and her went to skating rings and done stuff together. To God, till she was about, she was 10 when me and her mama got together. And when she was 15, when she finally told me, "You ain't got to come in the skating ring with me no more," you know, she done made her own friends. But I would take her every weekend. We'd hang out. Then later on, my first granddaughter was born. And I'll never forget this. They had a speaker jam in Danesville. And Nicole, she must have been maybe 2 or 3 years old. And she would not let me stand up there and speak without her coming up there and being in my arms. And, you know, that was just cool, you know. And now I got another granddaughter about the same way. She's 6 now. It's like, wherever I go, she thinks she needs to be there. But, and I've, you know, I still sponsor people. And, you know, after I come home, I got my second sponsor, and me and him hung out and everything. But I can remember one difficult time I was having, and I'll never forget, I went up to his house, and him and his family was fixed to go Christmas shopping. And I was trying to share what was going on with me, and him and his family was all getting ready. He said, "Well, get in the car and go Christmas shopping with us." So I did, you know, we went Christmas shopping. I went Christmas shopping with him, and me and him got to talk, and I think I ended up staying with him about 2 or 3 days, sleeping on the couch and talking with him, you know, because I was going through a hard time. And I don't know, the people in this program and my sponsor's daughter, there for a while, she had a house, and every Friday night after the meeting, just about everybody from the meeting would go up there and hang out and play cards, play board games till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, we just had a good time, a lot of good times. And I don't know, since I've been here, there's some times I wished I could be alone, you know, but it's been a good time for me, you know, to have friends. And, you know, there for a long time, especially when I was sponsoring a lot of guys, I would just ride over to their house, you know, and see how they do it, hang out. And another buddy of mine, me and him, he's got daughters that was about the age of my granddaughters. I guess they were 7 or 8. And every weekend, me and him would get together and we'd take them skating or bowling or to the movies or whatever. And we would, me and him hung out a lot together, you know, and always had somebody to talk to. Now I got a son-in-law that me and him hang out. We've been fishing, dragging boats up and down the river, and you know, and I know I'm, I, at least I think, the way I feel, I'm always welcome at his house. I feel that way anyway. They ain't never told me to leave. I don't know. This program has definitely given me what I searched for when I was out there, you know, having friends and people to hang out with and stuff I can, you know, people I can bounce my bad ideas off of, because I still have a lot of bad ideas. And early on it was really, you know, the going through stuff with people. When I was in treatment, I remember walking up Stallworth Street in Gainesville, and I was happy as I've ever been on that street, and I was sad as I've ever been on that street. I've cussed walking up and down that street, cried walking up and down that street, just everything up and down Stallworth Street. And I wanted to stay in Gainesville, but my sponsor told me to take my ass home and get a sponsor and get a home group. And I did, and I've got to hang out with a lot of cool people, you know. I look around the rooms at my home group, and there ain't a lot of people still around, you know, nowadays, but, you know, I've made friends with the ones that are there, you know. And I'll tell y'all one more funny story, and I'll let John have it, but there was a time, well, twice in my home group, I said, all right, y'all, we're going to flow down the river. And everybody was all happy, and okay, we don't go. A bunch of people don't go. And when we showed up to the place where we was going to meet at, 3 women showed up. And that was it. So I got to flow down the river with 3 women. The second time, it was the same thing. It was 2 women. So I floated down the river with 2 women. But it was just cool. We got to hang out, and I've learned I can be friends with women, and that's enough, you know. That's another thing this program has taught me. You know, I used to not hang around a woman to be friends with, but now I can. But I don't know, this program, if you'll work it and get a sponsor and sponsor people, you won't ever be alone. Never. I mean, because you always have somebody you can call and talk to, hang out with, you know. And my sponsor told me one time, to have friends, you got to be a friend, you know. And it made a lot of sense, because sometimes they need you, and sometimes you need them, you know. So it's a two-way street, you know. And sometimes you got to be that friend, sometimes somebody's that friend to you. When you need somebody to talk to or hang out with or whatever. Anyway, thank y'all.
Thank you. Calvary, I'm grateful for coming out with y'all.
Hey, John.
And I'm here by the grace of God and my desire. And I want to thank the addict man that shared before me, man. That was okay. That was all right, man. Appreciate that. I didn't know who I was going to be sitting over here with. But, you know, my network taught me a long time ago, as long as you show up, you're the most important person, and you're right there where you're supposed to be. And I was talking to a sponsor of mine, and I was really just at the home group, do have one, and it's the Getting Off group, Athens, Georgia, best home group in the world. And they was and has been a part for now, I want to say about 10 years, second part of my growing in this process, right? Growing emotionally and spiritually. And I'm grateful to God for that. I remember being real young and being under my mother's, you know, regime and tutelage, and I didn't want to be there anymore. I was very, very young, and I ran out of her house like a prisoner of war, and I ran right into darkness and despair, man. And I didn't know where I was, you know, but I knew I didn't want to be there, you know, although that was a bad place, man, for a young 14-year-old in a city full of people. You know, and anyway, I grew up, you know, in the streets, man, and I got a lot of misinformation in me by some misinformed people. And that information, man, kept me sick, you know, and it kept me crazy as I wanted to, could ever get. And it made me stay longer than I wanted to stay, spend more than I ever wanted to spend, and be with some folk, man, that, you know, I knew wasn't good for me. You know, but anyway, because I chose that life, man, I ran that life a long time. Then I pull up on the shores, right? This God, right, pulled me up on the shores of recovery. And with some people, man, who sounded like they've been where I've been. Who sounded like they knew some things that I knew and I had done, man. You know, some of the things that I had done. And I said to myself, I said, you know what, man? Well, maybe I can give it a shot, you know, because ain't nothing else work. You know, all that information that I got in me, man, you know, that it's crazy. You know what I mean? And I'm all these voices in my head, and I'm like, man, I don't know which way I'm going. I'm confused, and I hated that word, to be confused. You know, but anyway, I just kept coming back, and y'all helped me get straightened out, man. Y'all helped me know who I was and the path that I was on, you know. And I'm a member of the room, because see, I'm gonna get some recovering information, man, to help me, man, stay right size, number one, spiritually, man, to stay on the journey, man, of recovery, like I need to, for the best result, you know, because I'm gonna make some decisions in here. And then When I came, and the sponsor said, well, you know, I got something for you to do, because I was just hanging around, wasn't doing nothing. I was a part of another home group. I got mad at y'all over there and said, well, hell with y'all, I'm going to another home group. But anyway, and it was a Narcotics Anonymous group. But anyway, and I did that, right, because I'm mad at y'all. Then I said to myself, I ain't doing shit. I ain't doing no more work nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Although I've stayed connected to my network, because y'all told me if I stay connected, I'll be protected from the disease of addiction. And the disease wasn't, you know, when I first come around, he was talking about it, he was doing push-ups in corners and all that. So, of course, I'm looking around and looking for me. That's what I'm looking for. But I didn't know that in the beginning. I'm just looking around. Well, who was the disease? Where you at? You know, and then y'all got me straightened out with that. I was like, well, the disease is you. You know, that he's right between your two ears, learning what you're learning. And that took a while for me to hold on to that concept or wrap my hands around it. But anyway, I just kept coming back, just like y'all told me. I was so grateful, man, when I got here, man, and I did get a home group, or finally bought into a recovery in Narcotics Anonymous, man. I was just so grateful. Y'all didn't run me away. Never did run me away. Y'all just kept saying, keep coming back. I was so used to in. Get the fuck out of here. Get out. Don't come back. Anyway, and but when I get here, man, that was a warm feeling for me when y'all said, keep coming back, you know. And y'all told me that I'm going to need a home group, and y'all told me I'm going to need a sponsor. And I kind of, when he gave me the topic, you know, Never Alone, Never Again, I was like, well, yeah, I kind of know what that is, you know what I mean, and I got some experience on that. But, you know, I wanted, you know, me and my good thinking self, I wanted to go and get so deep with it and, you know what I mean, drop this bomb piece on y'all like I think I'm going to do. And then y'all taught me that whatever I'm thinking about or whatever I may share with anybody, I need to be able to explain that shit, you know. And I need to keep it simple, which y'all told me that when I first came in. Because, see, I thought it was all about, you know what I mean, big words and, you know what I mean, a whole bunch of, you know, paragraphs, putting some shit together that really didn't make no sense at all, you know, now that I look back. But y'all got me straight on that, man. Y'all was like, man, just keep it simple. Share where you at, man. You know what I mean? And share, you know, from your experience, man. You know, and tell on you whatever you do. You know, don't tell on nobody else but you. You tell on somebody else, you might be lying anyway. You know, so just tell on you. If you tell on you, you're going to tell the truth. You know, might be reluctant, but, you know, we already know. You know what I'm saying? You ain't telling us nothing we ain't already done heard. But we ain't already done experience. You know what I'm saying? You just tell the truth on you and you continue to pray and ask your higher power to help you with what to say, man. You know? And I'm like, okay, and it won't hurt if people don't like you or don't understand what the hell you're trying to say. You know what I'm saying? If they keep coming back, they'll get straightened out too. They'll get ironed out. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't have to have all the books that, you know, because again, man, when y'all told me stay, because I've always been the kind of person, man, that could connect. I wasn't going to never be, wherever I showed up, I wasn't going to never be one of them kind of cats that you had to guess about. You were going to know who I was. And not that I was, you know what I mean, a maniac or somebody that was out of control, but I know how to go up and, because I was polite, I know how to say, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. I know how to introduce myself. So anyway, y'all was going to get a little warm feeling from me anyway. So y'all were going to accept me on that note right there. And anyway, so I didn't need to have all this stuff put together to sound like somebody that I wasn't. And I asked my network, and I connect with people because I'm a people's person, right? And I'm user-friendly. You know, and I just asked my network, and they said, man, look, you don't have to do all that, John. You just need to share from where you are, man. You know, you just need to share your experience, man, strengthen your hope. You know, and that kind of took a lot of air out. I wanted to be mad at y'all about that shit, too, because I wanted to, you know, share so profound, you know. And I wanted to share, like, Shakespeare or something, you know. But anyway, I just kept coming back like y'all told me, because I got a lot going on, man, in my head. You know what I'm saying? That want to tell me to say everything but what I need to say. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I get ironed out. I get to the program. I get to like you all. I get to, you know, do exactly what y'all tell me to do, man, for my help, man, for my growth, you know, because we grow spiritually. You know, and I had to learn to listen too, because I wasn't listening. That's why I got a seat here, because I didn't listen. Didn't listen to my parents. So, because I ain't listening to my parents, you know, I wanted this seat right here. And y'all told me, man, you know, from the book, that listening is a skill that grows as we grow spiritually, and that growth is over time and not overnight. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm so used to going to the law library in the penitentiary and formulating the case. You know what I'm saying? Gonna act like Perry Mason. Ain't nobody want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never getting nowhere, no way. But when I came up out of there, man, and I joined you all, man, y'all were just saying, it's okay to be who you really are, man. Everybody know that, man. You had a problem with something that you said you wasn't gonna do no more, and you did it again. And you may have done it for a long time. And I'm like, you're about right with that, you know what I mean? So allow us to help you. And the information that you get from the tools that we will share with you, and one of the things y'all helped me do too was to, you know, pay my way, you know, fully self-supported, pay my way. You know, y'all, and I'm so glad y'all didn't. Because my mindset was, I'm going to come in here and metaphorically, I'm going to ride on the women's hip and I'm going to make the, you know, I'm going to make the men take care of me. And that was about as close as, it wasn't right at all. And y'all didn't do that. Y'all made me stand up on my own 2 feet, and y'all made me, you know, go to work and get some of the things that I needed for my growth and my health. And I appreciate y'all for doing that. You know what I'm saying? Though I got mad and I was fussing because of the misconception in my head about how y'all needed to treat me. You know what I'm saying? But again, I got it all ironed out. I just kept coming back, like y'all said. So I bought some tools. I bought every book that y'all put out there. You know what I mean? So I could help me, man. And I didn't know that I was growing spiritually, but it was. You know, from step one to step 12, from the concepts, from the traditions, you know what I mean, from the new books that they just made, I got them, man, because I wanted some information. Well, first time I came around, you know, I wanted to impress y'all by what I read and what I said from out of the book, you know, and y'all knew that too. Y'all was like, look, listen, man, you know what I mean, you don't have to do that, B. I personally, that learning, you know, and the time with yourself, and getting in the books, man, to be personally for you. You can help somebody with that, man, but that's not what it's about. You ear hustling just to share something from the book, that ain't really cool, B. You know what I'm saying? Allow them people to grow like they're going to grow, and you don't have to be in a doctor in recovery. You can be, but you don't have to be a doctor of the basic text, so to speak. You know what I mean? And I'm grateful for that, man. You know, again, I'm mad because of my misconception, you know what I mean, and all that bullshit I had in my head, and y'all helped me straighten that shit out, you know what I'm saying, by just saying keep it simple. You know, it was one of the ways I kept it simple, was to just get the information for me, pray about whatever it is that I read and I don't understand, and then run it by sponsor, you know what I mean, because I had some good ideas. You know what I'm saying? But y'all said, with the good ideas, man, if you get somebody else in on it, they can help you weigh that or balance that out. You know, because I still got a problem with balancing. You know what I mean? And I really don't want to come to y'all because I think that I'm supposed to be the all-fire answer guy. Cause I got time clean. I know a little something, you know. But that's about as close to the truth of the buzzard as eating ice cream. You know, y'all told me, man, just keep coming back, man, and your growth will be for you. You know, you can help somebody with the growth and experience that you do have and you experiencing here, but you know what I mean? Come on, man, you're not a doctor at all, you know, and they know that, you know, and they can see that, you know, and that was my thing, because I know two character traits of an addict is, or this addict right here, is that I run and I hide. I'm always running from something, and I'm hiding under something or somebody or someplace, you know what I mean? And today, man, it's not hiding in jails no more. You know, today it ain't hiding in abandoned minions no more. You know what I mean? Now, I still have to learn, right, to not hide under women. You know, because that's one of the places I hide. You know what I mean? Because y'all can't see me. Y'all see her. You know? But today, man, I know that that's a character defect, man. You do more harm than good when you do that. You know? And anyway, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And anyway, I don't have to run. Y'all told me I can face a lot of things in recovery. I can face and recover. You know what I'm saying? And I've done that, man. And the women, man, you know, because when I came in here, my language was awful. Every three words was a cuss word. Cussed all the time. And y'all was like, man, come on, that shit ain't cool and it ain't funny, man. You know what I'm saying? Coming from you, it ain't cool or funny. For you going to change the way you talk. You know what I mean? And your vocabulary is more words in your vocabulary than just, you know what I mean, the obscene and the vulgar. And I had to change that, man, and had to go back to school anyway I stayed around y'all and I listened to where y'all was sharing, listened to how y'all were putting words together, and I began to do that. And went back to school, and of course I got my GED, so my vocabulary changed a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So I can have a decent conversation and y'all don't mind talking to me, because I'm not trying to make y'all laugh or impress y'all, man, by these negative words, you know? And anyway, I'm like, okay, all right, I think I'm growing here. And a sister told me that too, man. She's like, John, who want to be with you, man? You know, the women know how to get you. You know, they know how to make you feel some kind of way. Who wants to be with you, man? You talk and, you know, foul obscene, man. You know, I don't want to be with that. Every two words, you duh, die. You know, I ain't like that, man. I wanted to cuss out on the phone, but I said, you know what? You know, I'm going to take a look at that, man. You know, and I went back to my sponsor with that, and of course he sided with her, not me. You know, I got my feelings hurt a lot in here. You know what I'm saying? But I'm okay with having my feelings hurt because it helped me grow. it helped me to do something different, you know what I'm saying, with me. And today, okay, now stop hiding under the women, hated it, you know, so I'm hiding under food. And that has hurt me a lot. That spoon and fork has hurt me. Where not long ago, about 10 months ago, I wound up on an operating room table. They sawed me in half, cracked open my ribs, and they had to, you know, reconnect some veins around my heart. And I'm like, oh, wow. And it wasn't that I had a stroke or a heart attack, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the defect was, man, I'm just, because when I was out there, man, I was using, man, I didn't eat. I don't know about y'all, I didn't eat. I didn't eat nothing. You know, I starved myself to death, man. You know, I did the geographical and wherever I landed, I did the same thing where it all started to where I landed. You know what I'm saying? I ate, and just ate. You know, well, I didn't eat then, but I just starved myself. I didn't eat, and I wanted to eat, and I remember saying, if I could just get $2 to get a sandwich, I said, I'd be all right. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but every time I got that $2, you know, that was close to a 20, so I said, shit, I ain't gonna eat nothing. So anyway, but I get down here, I get in recovery, man, and I'm eating, and God, I was going to leave, you know, in 98, and I said, God, you know, I was in treatment, and I said, God, well, we've been through the program here. I said, it's been a good program here in the low down and dirt, that's what they call it, the South, anyway. Low down, dirty south. It's been pretty good down here. I said, I like the way it feels down here. So, but I'm gonna go back. If they told me to go back, I said, but I really do want to come back. So anyway, that wish was fulfilled. I did come back, you know. But I met a wonderful friend, man. He's crazy as a tick on an iron dog. I said, God, if you give me a better quality of friends, I'll probably do better. Mm-hmm. And everybody I got was about as crazy, if not Gentile, crazier than me. And I'm like, damn, how that happened? So anyway, but I understand how it happens because, you know what I mean, hey man, I'm that type of person. I need that kind of help, and I need it. You know, and I remember hearing from an Inadequate Shared that the front of the meetings and the front of the convention and the workshop where the seats are in the front is the critical care unit. Because I needed some ICU, you know, and a lot of it, and I began to, I came from the back, well, around the middle to the front, man, so I could hear what y'all had to say, man, to me, you know, and y'all told me some good stuff, man. So now when I come in a convention or at a meeting, wherever I'm at, another member of the room, wherever I'm at, I stay real close to the front. Because it's important to listen, to listen. Listening is a skill that grows as we grow spiritually, as the book would say, you know, and I'm grateful. But anyway, I meet this guy, and everywhere I would see him, you know, before he take foot in recovery, and we met at the treatment center, funny old guy, I'm laughing, we laughing, clown. And we get out, you know, together, ramp up at the same time, and I'd see him and pick him up, and he'd fall off, and I'm like, where you going at, man? What you going to do? You know, and dude, he'd always have a little something, you know what I'm saying, something to get involved with, always work. But anyway, I was there for that guy, and I didn't know that I was doing, I was helping him at all, you know what I'm saying, because I was just, you know, around the way, and I'm like, you know, well, since he's, you know, in the path, I'll just grab hold to him and tell him, Jack, you ain't got to live like that no more. And it took him a while. It took him a long while to get it. But he finally got it. He finally said, you know what, man, B, if your crazy ass ain't went out yet, it's probably about time, you know what I'm saying, for me to come on in. I've been begging him and praying and talking to my spouse and fussing and everything. You know what I mean, about him. And he said, you know what, B, I'm going to get it when I get it. And when I do get it, man, I'm going to come to a convention with you. And he did that. And he did that. He showed up. He came to a convention, man. And I'm so grateful we're here. Because, you know, hey, I don't know. And I see him like a brother, you know what I'm saying? A real brother. You know, I met his mom and all that. Met his family and all that, man. Wonderful family. And his mama liked me a little bit, you know, I'll say that, but You know what I mean? I'm grateful, man, that I was there, you know, because they said if I help one somebody, you know what I mean, I've done my job, and, you know, and if I help one sister, and I've learned to do that too. I've learned to be a gentleman and a man to the women, you know, because I've heard y'all say that I've learned to respect the women and children, you know, in the program. I have some respect for myself, and I wanted that, because that's what I lost when I was out there. I didn't know who I was when I got here. I did a whole lot of stuff with a whole bunch of people, and I didn't know who I was. But anyway, you know, how much time I got? About time wrapped up.
You know what I mean? 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes. No, I'm gonna let the floor have some. But I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful for sponsorship, man. You know what I mean? Because they told me, man, that if I value sponsorship, I value the program. And y'all told me, man, and I used to say, if you don't have a God, when you come, you're going to need a God to stay. I don't say it anymore because, of course, you know, my sponsor grabbed me by the ear, carried me to the basic tech. In the back of the basic tech, fifth edition, it was talked about an atheist staying clean. And the atheist shared, you know, that, man, I don't pray and I believe in God. But one thing I do believe in is spiritual principles. And he stayed clean. Didn't say how much time he had. Didn't even say, you know what I mean, later on he picked up and, you know what I mean, and grabbed it. But it just says to any one of us who's struggling with that little bit right there, you know, that God piece, you know, just keep coming back. Because this program worked. This program worked. You know, and I've had, man, y'all told me don't leave before the miracle happened. I did not leave, man. I've been married twice and divorced twice. I've had two kids. I've lost two kids in the process. And I felt some emotions, man, like I've never felt. You know, and one of the greatest emotions I have felt, man, was love. I felt it. And I felt that coming from you all. You know, some people who used to, you know, didn't give a shit, didn't care, and would kill a rock and put a tree in a hospital. You know what I mean? But y'all wasn't doing that no more. Y'all really wanted to live. Y'all really wanted to stay connected to some people, man, who meant something. Finally. You know what I'm saying? And if they did have a shot at building a relationship with this God, they were going to do it because somebody been down the path they had been in a cesspool and a swamp they been in that ain't there no more, and they said that this God is real, and evidence works in recovery. We need to see it. Somebody had to be clean when I got here. Somebody had to be, because I'd have never stayed clean. I know I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful, man. And sometimes, man, I still get up here in this idiot committee, you know what I'm saying, and boy, they'll come with a bright idea. And I heard a speaker say it's clean. And he had a bright idea, but of course I did too. But he had a bright idea, and he was paroling from that bright idea. I said, no, I don't want to go to jail no more. I do not want to go to jail no more. You know, I don't want to go to penitentiary, because that's usually where I go, from jail straight to the penitentiary. You know, I can't, I'll be like, y'all, I really got a drug problem. Okay, well, when you get finished doing this time, can you go get you some help? I don't think that's supposed to go like that. But anyway, man, I'm so grateful, man, to be here. And I know, man, today, man, that I'm not alone. You know, and as long as I keep the focus on me and I continue to work on me, all the character defects and the shortcomings, man, I can stay clean today. Sometime, man, those days are broken down in moments. Just staying in the moment and praying, you know. It was always prayer, I can say that. God may not have been connected to me. Well, I may not have been connected to him, but I always have heard and believed in prayer. So when I stopped using, you know, prayer was a bit juicy, you know what I mean? He could hear me, you know, because I didn't use first. I would always use and then pray. And I always had to go get put up somewhere, you know what I mean? But today, man, I don't use and I pray. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to go to jail. And I can get an answer. And I stay around y'all. I can call y'all no matter what time I can call y'all. I'm respectful today, of course. You know what I'm saying? I don't call you no 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Not today. No, well, if I know you, I'll call my friend. Because he stay up like I stay up. Both of us are disabled. So, and I know he up. You know what I mean? And I'll call somebody. That's what I know to do today. I'm connected with some wonderful people, man. I have a network of men who risk my anger and tell me the truth. Men. I'm still connected to the women. I like the women, love the women, man, but I allow them to grow. know, I don't twist them up and I don't get it twisted. You know, you come on, you're going to join my team. It's going to be me and you in a one-on-one. You spit on me and slap me around and all that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that today. The information's still in there, but I don't use that. You know, I allow you to be whoever you are, you know what I'm saying, and love me like you're supposed to love me, even if that's from a distance, that's fine. You know what I mean? And I'm okay, and I can get genuine hugs. And I heard a woman say this in recovery, who was in South Carolina doing a workshop together, and she said, a lot of the men that gravitate to me are really drawn by my spirit. And I was like, well, because I ain't know what to call it. And I know now that's what it is. And I'm like, wow, that's just that's some big boy stuff. We do grow up. You know what I mean? And I'm grateful, man. But I think I done shared longer than I'm supposed to share. You know, I hope y'all got something out of it. If not, I got something, man. Thank you.